Llama, I'd appreciate if you never say those words again. That really is ruining my Saturday, just reading that. I like my Wololo true believers. I sound like I just woke up? I don't think so. I think I sound like I've been talking in meetings for a long time. Hippo Jack says, you sound ugly. That's hurtful, Hippo. Alha, my team's doing okay. We need to win out the rest of the season to get to the playoffs. We play in 28 minutes, so you can have an idea of when the fireside will end. Sumo streams when? I am going to do a catch-up sumo stream, but we have to finish classing. So probably, I will probably do a catch-up on Monday and maybe watch half the days we missed and then Tuesday try to catch up with the rest. Something like that. But we just have had... You know, I was planning to stream sumo, but you guys can guess why I haven't. So it's been a week. It's been a hell of a week. I was talking to some people. I'm like, so remember 3.5 months ago when Horde collapsed? Because that's about how long it felt like to me since it actually happened. It's been a crazy ride the last week. I wanted to shout out some people first, some individual people that I've seen being ultra high performers before we go on, because if you guys have been out here shooting with us, it's a lot of work. We are doing a lot of work. Kunmi in particular has been going crazy. Killer, Groot, the QQ, Lana Lane, Dictor Alt, Zavindo, Lyacon, Heck Heckington. Those are some people that I particularly wanted to call out. Overall, I want to call out Recon and G-Sol. It's been doing crazy work. We have a chance tonight, that's Saturday night U.S. time zone and Sunday night U.S. time zone. What Horde built in a decade, we can destroy in 2 days. So I need everyone here who can be here tonight and tomorrow, U.S. time zone. So much stuff is coming out. We've already destroyed. We set the new world record for keep stars in 1 day with 5. Never been done before. We have went up a Satoyo. I saw a funny meme. That Satoyo that was worth 40 Satoyos. It was like a 750 billion-ish Satoyo we destroyed. We've been making money from Tataras. So many Tataras with things building in them.
So I know we like to give Asher a hard time, but he literally did just lose his comms there, guys. So we wait for Asher to come back in. The purging of all this stuff, the Tataras that Asher was just talking about, they've dropped so much stuff that when G-Sol has been collecting it, I asked them for a total this morning, how much money have they pulled in? And it's a lot. It is a mini a lot of things, and we've still got more to do. Dakota, I did not kick him from Mumble. I may poke him in one of the channels. I'm not sure he realizes that his comms died. Oh, he said his PC crashes, so he'll be back in. So for tonight, as Asher started to mention, he's going through. We've got a ton of timers tonight. We've got a ton of timers next night. Wow, that was terrible. Sunday. We got a ton of timers tonight, Saturday, USTZ.
Tomorrow,
whole bunch of them Sunday.
That's what we were looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow, next tomorrow. Whole bunch of them. If you guys can be around for them tonight, tomorrow night, USTZ, we're doing a whole bunch of big fun things. We should have some more kills for you guys. I'm assuming there's going to be some sub-cap fleet action as well, probably some cap fleet action, maybe some shiny thing fleet action. I don't know. Depending on what the FCs decide to do. is Ranger first language English? No, go away. So at least I'm not as bad as Hyper, you know, and you know, that would be bad. Tomorrow and the tomorrow. Yep, that's it. And Asher's doing a Windows update now as well, so he's having fun with this. All right, let me see what else we've got on the agenda. Oh, yeah, final one. As you guys may have noticed, there was a thing that happened this morning. So we would strongly advise you, Will, to not try and rep things or ref things in a solo Titan. That ended badly this morning, and the enemy is not right there. Some other people who were going around trying to kill everything. So,
hey there, Ranger.
Oh, and there he is back. Okay.
All right. I heard you talking about the don't rep supers and don't use Titan supers to rep things. As though we needed to say that. That's important. Let me pull up Jabber here so I can see what people are saying. Oh, good. My start menu has totally changed. Awesome. Anyway, what else have we got? Have we talked about carriers yet?
Oh, we have not.
Okay, let's talk about that. I am super excited for the carrier updates, and I have seen some of you guys sort of wondering, are these a good update? You know, do we like this? You know, et cetera, et cetera. We love this, dude. We are going full blast into carriers. And what I want you to understand here is that it's not going to be Cap Swarm will be going into carriers. It's going to be, think of it as this way. Instead of running your Rokes, you will be running a carrier. So there are three carriers. There's the Nidhogger, there's the Thanatos, and there's the Archon. So any of those three carriers, these will be on your main. I want to make this very clear. So if you don't have like JDC5, like I literally just started training Capital on my main. I did it so I could fly Hubris and do some beacons and some staging systems. But we want this on your main pilot. The reason being is because we are going to be rolling around. It won't be like, it'll be like, oh, instead of your Archon, or sorry, instead of your Rogue fleet or your Raven Navy fleet, hop in the carrier fleet, which means that there will be Logi, like Guardians, with the carrier fleet that will get conduited with them or just gate with them, either way. This is going to be, it's not slow cats, but yes, this is going to be carriers. So let me address a couple concerns that you guys have had. First off, what about chimeras? Unfortunately, no. It's not slow cats, and Ragnar, it's not fast dogs. I was kind of like trying to figure out what is between a slow cat and a fast dog. This is what it's going to be. But we are going to be rolling around into their Maelstrom fleet with our carrier fleet. That is what's going to be happening. I want you guys to understand the meta here. Our carrier fleet into their Maelstrom fleet or whatever. Are the fighters SRPable? Not right now. Use T1s, and it's just like buying ammo. So some of you guys have talked about how fighters are easy to, you know, defang. And the answer here is that 20 carriers, like, yeah, 20 carriers, you can think about defanging the fighters. But if there are 150 carriers, if you focus on defanging, you will be dead before you can, right? Before you make an appreciable impact, your fleet will be dead. So it's a matter of size. And then the other concern is application. And they have added a fourth fighter to each carrier where you can run the E-War fighter. And the Dromies, which are the webbing fighters, are getting buffed. So every fleet is going to have 50 plus Dromies webbing the primary target. There will be no application issues. Also, since you can run two DPS fighters and a Siren plus a Dromie, the Siren is the tackle fighter, then you can have some carriers that basically will just tackle anything and they can never get away. So the point here is that if we have enough carriers, then they can't defang us. And what is the answer going to be from an enemy? The answer is going to be to drop dreads or supers or titans. Perfect. We love that idea because we are putting our mains in the carriers. So you will be in your dread on your capital alt. You will be in your titan on your capital alt. If they want to do that, then they can go ahead and do it. But we have the answers to it. That is the idea here. It is not that we are going to, have our capital alts be in carriers instead of dreads. It'll be our sub capital alts. We will be in the carriers. The price is being lowered on carriers. They're still going to be expensive, but think of it more like an expensive Marauder fleet than like a Dreadnought fleet. It is going to be closer to that. So, and the expensive Marauder fleet still had like 500k EHP at the most, where you're going to have over 2 million, okay, at the minimum. And that really changes how hard it is to kill these things. Like the time it takes to chew through one carrier with Logi repping it will be a lot. We will also have faxes with us, but it will not be carriers and faxes. Like we will use main fleet Logi. So if you are a Logi pilot, you can be in a Guardian or an Oneris or whatever it is that we, you know, decide for the ship for it. But this will be an armored fleet, so it'll be probably one of those two, most likely a Guardian. Maybe Zarms will actually get some use too, but probably not. But yeah, that'll be essentially, there is a lot of cool tricks and not a ton that I want to talk about here, but I promise you we have been in the lab. Our boffins have been hard at work coming up with some like really good tricks. Sorry, my voice is giving a little bit out. We have been in a ton of meetings and I've just been doing a ton of talking lately. But yeah, we're really hyped about this. I know some of you guys, I was watching the results of the dev blog and there was a lot of skepticism. And so I kind of am laying out more than I wanted to share because I want you guys to understand the vision so that you get on board. So that means that you guys are going to be training your mains to JDC-5 and into carriers. If you are, you know, a 3-month-old newbie, this is not a directive to you. But if you are a veteran, if you've been playing for a few years, This is a directive to you. This is where we are going, and we are going here pretty fast. So please start training now. You know, get yourself a learning implant if you can. When we are done with the glassing, this is something that is a good goal. You know, we will offer loans if you want to get a carrier, but it's going to be reasonable enough that most people can afford to pick up one. The price is going to be, you know, we don't have a for sure price because it hasn't been locked in yet, I don't think. But we're thinking maybe around $3.5 billion, all inclusive out the door. So somewhere around there is going to be what we think the price ends up with full fit, with the hull, with everything, $3.5 billion. And then yeah, we're going to do amulets in them. It makes a ton of sense to run amulets in them. I don't know if we're going to do the baby slaves, which is 1 through 5. Or if it's going to be with a 6 Omega, it'll probably be like we'll basically require the 1 through 5s, and then the Omega can be a option or an increased SRP or something. We haven't worked that one out yet. But yeah, that's the basic plan here. The question I've seen a few times is who is this going to attack, and that's a question that a lot of you ask me, and this is something that we have obviously been looking at very heavily. So we've got the drone lands, and basically let me give you guys the vision for what drones is going to be doing. I've been sharing this with a lot of like autocrats, with a lot of people who are interested, and my problem with renting is if you guys are all, if you watch any of these sort of nature channels or conservancy channels, you'll have these like forests that were like these old growth forests. They get logged, they get cut down. And then these people come in and they replant the forest so that they can cut it down again. You know, and the idea is they put down like one kind of tree, like only pine trees. And so you have these dead forests where you have a lot of trees. It looks like it's being lived in, but basically nothing grows. And that was, yes, it's a monoculture, exactly, Loquacious. And that was nothing lives there. There's no mushrooms, there's no plants, it's just this one tree. And that was what renting did, is it choked out the people growing. So for the drone lands, we are going to burn down the drones and we're going to rewild it. We're going to let, in the ashes of what we leave, let things grow up. And we're not going to stick our thumb on the scale. That doesn't mean that we won't ever go in there. It doesn't mean we're not going to have fun in there. It means that we're not going to crush the, you know, the nascent alliances that are growing up in there. We want there to be enemies in Eve, but we want there to be new alliances. One of the major problems we had with the Horde, along with the renting, was that they crushed B2 when B2 was starting to be a honest-to-goodness, real alliance that could be part of the major game, right? And so many of you in here were members of B2. You were there before. And so we thought that was so stupid. Like, why are you killing, you know, your future, you know, combatants? The point of this game, as far as I see it, is not to become Serenity. We don't want to be the only person, like, you know, we don't want to be the king of the blind. That's not what we're interested in. So we are interested in a game where we have fun and we fight and we have enemies. So what are enemies right now? The most ancient enemies that many of us like care about are PL and NC. Like that's a lot of our old heads care about them a lot. And Test is someone who a lot of people hate. Where are all these guys located? They're now located in Winter Coalition. The alignment there is pretty obvious. So if you're looking for what is the future right now is we're going to finish glassing drone lands. We have two crazy nights, the next few nights, and then there's going to be a lot of cleanup over the next week or so. But hopefully after about a week, we should be done with most of it. December, I plan to take off. December, is the holidays, it's already hard to do fleets and stuff, and people are going to be real tired from going, you know, full bore and glassing the drones. So we're going to take December off. Then we're going to look towards the future. So December, make money, have fun. And then January, we start looking towards the future. Now, we have plans for that already. It's definitely a future plans thing. But the ground of the game has changed under us. And we are adapting on the fly to this sort of new vision where we had a plan where we would be basically in a hell war right now, and we're not. So we are changing what our plans are. I have been consulting with a lot of autocrats. I've been consulting with FCs. I've been consulting with Ilum, and we are looking at what we can do in the future. And I think we have a good plan that we've just started crystallizing at the end of this week. We have been doing a lot of focusing on the here and now, on the hell camp, on the glassing, but the future is important, right? We destroyed Horde. And they destroyed themselves. But it's not the end of these people, and it's not the end of our enemies. So what I want to know from you guys is, this is an important thing that I would like to know, because I have my own biases. I came from my own time. I have my own enemies. So this is a free-form question. To you, who is, and don't write goons, because I know you're all thinking it, who is the biggest enemy for you in the game? Who do you care about the most killing, or you dislike the most? I would just like a freeform answer here.
The one person who wrote ASCII, I love you. I missed your name, but I saw that.
Whoever Asher dislikes is my enemy. That's a man who's in line with the state. We appreciate you. Some of you guys are typing in Mumble, and just be aware, Elysium on Jabber is the channel to answer questions in. So join Elysium on Jabber if you are not there. You're welcome for the bingo. Altarari. Excellent. All right. So I'm happy with this data. A lot of people typing in. And actually, a pretty wide variety of answers. That's pretty interesting. Zoe says, can I be the Baltech for carriers? And you're saying you're going to have an armor chimera? I mean, sure. If you don't want SRP, it's sort of like Baltech. If you want to bring your armor chimera along and you don't want SRP for it, I'm happy for you to do that. Scarabs suck, by the way. I was looking. I tried, guys. I really liked Chimera too. And I tried. No, you can't do it. I don't think you can actually make a nano carrier work. Maybe with a battleship fleet, but just no. I tried to make the Chimera work. The Scarab is so bad. The Scarab is the E-War frigate. Or sorry, the E-War fighter for the Chimera. And if you look at like an unlinked, so that means no info links, which is like the best case scenario, an unlinked T2 cruiser, you put a Scarab on it, it's got a 32% chance to jam it. That's your E-War frig. Instead of getting a web or newts or a point on it, it's so much worse. 32% chance on an unlinked T2 cruiser is garbage. The Scarab sucks. The Scarab is a garbage E-War fighter. It's terrible.
It literally has less strength than a Blackbird?
A Blackbird is way better than a Scarab. If you ran a full wing of four Scarabs, like four full wings, it's still bad. You're going to be jamming one, maybe two shifts, but closer to one. It's awful. So yeah, unfortunately, the Chimera is just out. It can't run armor, and the E-Warp fighters just stink. Cenas are good. Yeah, the Cenotaph, which is the Archon one, it's newt, and it has a lot of uses, and we will probably carry them. The Dromi is the best one, and the Siren has use as a pointing ship, or a pointing fighter. All right, friends, I have a game in 7 minutes, so you got 7 minutes of questions. Go ahead and ask. I know you have a lot. I will try to answer as many as I can in 7 minutes. Fleets when? I mean, we'll have fleets starting in an hour, probably, or less, for the first-timers. Miami is playing in 7 minutes. Miami Hurricanes, it's a college football team. How did my pre-release go? I opened an Avatar Kyoshu, which is a cool card. When are we getting a new Imperium logo? I mean, the logo didn't have to do with any particular alliance, so I don't think we were looking for a new logo. I did float to you guys a name change maybe a year and a half ago, and it was pretty overwhelmingly against the name change from back then. Nemas, yeah, you got 30 seconds. Go. Talk about your org.
Yeah, so I know you guys have been using like a bunch of carriers. I've been off doing real-life stuff. So the other people that work in the organization that I run, which is Pit Stop, have been doing a bunch of stuff in my absence, making sure you guys have fuel, making sure you guys have a shit ton of 3200s. So I just wanted to shout out everyone who's basically been carrying it while I've been off doing other shit. Item them.
Cool. Yep, it's a good word. And Loquacious is worried that we're overhyping the carriers. Yeah, Loquacious, I mean, you're not the only one that concerned, but I think that the overall view is that it is, if you get enough of them, they are quite good. We have not talked about the CSM at all, have we? Actual total goon victory, all three on board. Thank you guys so much. There's been so much going on here that it's crazy that we won the CSM vote with three. Wololo, and we did not actually even mention it until 25 minutes in. Like, crazy good job. We appreciate you guys so much. I know we slammed the vote, you know, get out and vote, and you guys did it, and it paid off. It's a extremely valuable tool in the ways that I described, in that we believe that we kind of keep CCP from making the worst mistakes, and that is the most important job of the CSM. Did you guys see that some guy bought votes to get on? I just literally just bought all his votes, and he's on the CSM because he paid for him. That was something. So, Itar, whatever his name is, that guy just bought all his votes. Anyway, yeah. Our guys don't know anything about him, I don't think. We don't know what he paid. I just heard that he bought him. That's all I know. Omega Gold did that too. Yeah, I heard that as well, right? So he's asking about the next CSM. We definitely are not, don't have a lineup for the next CSM yet. But we have two new guys on. So one of the things that we really value is sort of having people who have the experience. And so Angry's back on. He has previous experience and he's not term limited. But we have two guys who can run for 3 years, and then Zintage has another year after this if he wishes. So basically we're in a good place. Kaz wants to come back. He might have the ability. He has the ability. It depends on if he wants to, but we have a whole roster of people, which is we're really happy with. Apparently Zintage was paying you behind the scenes. Well done, Zintage. Good job. I didn't hear about it.
I believe that is technically an allegedly.
Right? Yeah, allegedly. Send Merc and Brisk. I don't think Merc or Brisk want to do it. I'm pretty sure, actually. All right. If Busa leaves, doesn't PH lose its CSM person? Yeah, it looks like PH is going to have no CSM person. I think that guy's going to... I think he's going to LoSec, I think. Yeah, it's a big app. What is left of Horde? So they still have a lot of numbers in their alliance. This is a good question. What I heard is that they formed up a fleet, and they got, I think they got 40 people in their new fleet. So good for them. They wanted to be a small elite PvP group, and now's their chance. You're going to see how much fun it is. I don't think Initiative is going to let them stay in Cloud Ring. So their small 40-man fleet's going to have to take Sov somewhere and live there. And by the way, the remnants of Horde are not allowed to come back into drones. you know, some of the groups that have spun off, they're going to be going in there, and we wish them good luck. But anyone who wants to come in under the Horde banner is going to get absolutely crushed by us. We will not be letting anyone named Horde return to the Dronelands. What about Mr. Unlucky? I think he's starting his own alliance in the drones or nearby. A lot of people are doing stuff like that, you know. Vexes. I want to point out the irony, guys. If you remember that Ultra Cringe, the Horde that wins ping, that was some months ago. And literally, Horde won one fight. They won the KI Keepstar fight, which was the one that Vex ran, who was a former goon. That was the only fight they ran, or sorry, they won since that ping. The Horde that wins, I think that ping actually killed their alliance. Like, you can cringe ping your alliance to death, and that ping did it. Truly amazing. What if Test or Frat push into the Dronelands from the north? Carrick asks. It's a good question. Norris endorsed the plan, so I think that, at least for right now, Frat has no intention to do that. If Test wants to leave Winterco and go into the drones, we will let them, you know. That's the state of things, you know. If there's a goon group that wants to go in there, they have to leave goons. If there's an Imperium group that wants to go in there, they have to leave the Imperium. If there is a Winterco or Frat group that wants to go in there, they need to leave those groups. Same would be for the Initiative. So that's the situation. If those groups want to split off and go into the drones, we're not going to stop them. But if they want to go in under the banner of Frat, then we will. That's how it goes. Bosses in the drones, I don't know how serious they are about it. I know that I think it was just a meme, but I don't know what their plans are. I'm not really in touch with Boss. Carrier training, what is the question there? Like, yes, you should be doing it. You want to get JDC5 first. Like, that's going to be obviously, you can't have a carrier without JDC5, and that is a long train.
I think he means the like actual practical training like we've done on Sissy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, incursions is a good shout for people to do. You're going to use practice using carriers, and we will try to do more CC ops when we have the ability to do so. We don't have a carrier priority as of right now. I think people are mostly going to head towards the Thanatos because the big number, but I think you should just train the one you want, other than don't run a Chimera. Will the carrier fits be changing? Yes, for certain they will be changing, Sapphire. That will absolutely be changing. We can ask for CC, but that's really up to CCP for, you know, but we can ask for it, yes. All right, friends.
I will say I have asked them to bring back CC and deal with their, they have specific problems with how CC was, right? And I've asked them to fix those to bring it back many, many times. And, well, not my problem anymore, but we try.
Sapphire asked if we're asking for RIG compatibility with incursion carriers, and no, that's not something we'll be doing. We will be looking at, you know, our, you know, capabilities as a flighting fleet first, and that's the number one thing. We will, like, other concerns come far second after winning a fight. The Skynending thing seems pretty reasonable. I mean, they haven't released all the details that I've seen yet, but it seems fine. When do we do Secret Santa? Someone asked K-Man. I do not know. All right, friends, my game is starting. I am going to run. I hope you all have had a great weekend. I will see you in U.S. time zone for blowing up structures. Have a lovely time. Wololo. Goodbye.